I held my breath and waited to see if Sally Mae would come back to the car and catch me amidst the ruins of her former picnic lunch. Being caught by Slim and Loper had been bad enough, but somehow the thought of being exposed by Sally Mae, I don't know, it just sent shivers down my spine. But luck was with me this time. See, Loper had every reason to bury the scandal and to steer his wife back into the house. Don't forget that he had left the car door open, which had allowed me to... It had forced me, shall we say, into the grasp of temptation. And if I got caught, Loper would get caught too. He tried to block her view. Hun, with me and Slim on the job, what could go wrong? I could see that she wasn't convinced, but Loper slipped his arm around her waist and nudged her into the house. When she stepped inside, Loper turned back to Slim and made some kind of frantic signals with his hands. I think it meant, fix it and hurry. When Loper disappeared inside the house, Slim turned to, well, to me, I guess, because nobody else was around. He stared into my eyes, muttered something under his breath, and shook his head. Hank, how does a dog go through life without a brain? I didn't know what to say to that. Was he referring to some dog in particular? You're a real magician. You can turn a bowl of ice cream into chicken manure. He leaned closer to me. How would you like for your hide to be hanging on Sally Mae's living room wall? Well, that didn't sound good. Being in her house had always made me nervous. If you don't get out of this car pretty pronto, that's where you'll be. And my hide's liable to be hanging next to yours. Now get! I've got to clean up your mess. Get? That meant leave, right? Sure, I could leave. In fact, I would be more than glad to leave. I had tried to leave, but Slim and his pal had locked me inside the frazzling car. I made a dive out into the sunlight and fresh air and made my dash for freedom. Whew! Boy, that had been one of the close callest of my whole career. Closest calls of my whole career, and yes, I had never been so glad to feel Earth's fresh dirt beneath my paws. Good old Slim. But you know what? As I sprinted past good old Slim, he aimed a boot at my tail section and managed to land a pretty solid blow. Oh, and he muttered something about doofus dog. Was he talking about me? Maybe so, but at that point, I really didn't care. I set a speed course for the machine shed and got the heck out of there. Pretty scary, huh? You bet it was. I just hoped that Slim would have enough time to hide all the evidence.